attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney, all about Ask Florida law with attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open on this October 13th, 2018. If you have a legal question of any type, give us a call. Doesn't even have to be a legal question. If just some way I can help you get through some problem you're having, let's talk about it. Might be able to help you, and you might be able to help other people that might have similar circumstances just listening to us talk. Hey, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Your question can be just about any area of law. It can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, family law. It can be about real estate. It can be about next-door neighbor problems, on-the-job problems, just a problem you're facing and want a little insight or a little information. Be glad to help. Again, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. 943-9673. Had this question several times during the week, and the question basically was, hey, Joe, you did a trust from me and my wife several years ago, and now we're getting divorced, and what happens with this trust? Well, the answer is you have a joint trust, and if you get divorced and there's some division of the assets, which would normally be typical, then you create your own separate trust. So then you each would have a trust with whatever assets you leave the marriage with, you can now put into your trust. So pretty simple. You know, you walk away with assets. I had a question yesterday from Texas, actually. A Texas attorney was calling me, and his clients, who were Texas residents, owned a piece of property in Florida. And they were going to get divorced in the very near future. They wanted to divide the property. The husband was going to deed the property to the wife. And the Texas attorney was asking me questions about how to do that. So I said, well, actually in Florida, most of the time we divide the property up pursuant to the divorce order after the divorce happens. Not, we don't advise the property to someone, one or the other, prior to the divorce. So at another situation where a couple were getting married and one of them owned the house and they wanted to know how to, what should they possibly do? Well, one of the choices is to deed the house to, if you want it to automatically go to the surviving spouse, there are no children in this circumstance. The most logical thing to do would probably create a joint trust, put the property in joint names, and make it a little bit easier. The problem could be if there was a divorce and the property, you've already deeded away half of your interest in the house, things like that. Hey, if you have a question of any type, it can be about wills, trust, real estate, family law, phone lines are open, and you have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673, and our phone lines are open, waiting for your call. I'd be more than glad to try to help you, get you pointed in the right direction, and give you a little peace of mind and comfort. So some other common things that come up about trust and divorce is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that a spouse has certain automatic spousal rights. So an example would be you get married, you've owned a house for a long time just in your name, and now you get married. You have children from a prior marriage. You have documents that you didn't even change till after marriage that leave everything to your children. Guess what? Your spouse has some rights. Spouse actually has a right to live there for life, and your spouse has a right to even sell the house and take half the proceeds. So there are definitely some spousal rights you need to be concerned about and plan for. You can take care of those with a pre- or post-marital agreement based on where you are in the marriage. And there are definitely things you need to plan for to take care of those type of circumstances in a marriage. Hey, we're broadcasting today from Jacksonville. We kind of alternate every other week or so. We broadcast from Tampa and Jacksonville. Tampa is the flagship station. We're on about 12 stations around Florida. In Jacksonville today, we're broadcasting from the studios and at 600 AM, The Answer. It's also WBOB, and it's also known as FM 101.1. So if you're got a weak signal and you're kind of listening to the station on either FM 101 or 600 AM, maybe try the other one and see if it's any better. When we're in Tampa, we broadcast on 570, 910, 860, 930. Four stations are housed in that one studio. Also 90.3 FM out of Haines City, Florida. We have community stations that carry the program in Sun City Center and also in up in Pasco County. So if you're listening, no matter where you're listening to, though, you have a toll-free number to call the show. It's 877-943-9673. So it's 877-943-9673. Had a few clients this week that had young children. So the question becomes is how do you plan your estate and leave assets to a minor? Are there good ways to do that? Well, technically, it's going to cause a hardship to be able to leave an asset directly to a minor because then you might be forcing a guardianship proceeding through the court. So if you have a living trust, you can leave assets to a minor inside a living trust. And then the trustee that you choose can manage the assets until the child becomes of whatever age you want to distribute the assets. And that's a much better way to go. If you have insurance or retirement accounts, the beneficiary could be your spouse first and a trust second, and it would control the assets again until whatever age you want it to select the child to receive the asset. All right, we have a call from Joanne. Phone lines are open, by the way, 877-943-9673. Let's go to Joanne in Sarasota.
Hello, hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'll be better if you can help me with an issue that I'm having.
All right, what can I do for you?
Well, I just moved to Florida. It'll be a year in November. And the house that I purchased has a roof leak that's coming into my kitchen. And I've had a roofer come 5 times, and I still have the roof leak. Can you tell me where I can turn to for some more help? Because obviously they're not fixing the problem.
So you've had the same roofer come 5 times?
Yes.
Is it a brand new house or is it a...
It was built in 2008.
All right. And did you buy it as is? I mean,
I assume so. There was two realtors involved and an inspection was done. And I went through my inspection and I did not see this as a possible problem. But your rainy season in Florida starts in May, and this problem started in June. So when I purchased the house, there would not have been a leak because there's no rain season.
Yeah. So you owned the house almost a year before it was a problem?
No, it started in June when rainy season came.
I see. But you had owned the house a year or so before?
No, I bought it November of 2017.
Okay. All right, well, obviously, if you've used the same roofer 5 times and it's come out and hasn't fixed it, you need to have a different roofer, of course.
Well, but it's more than that because these people were paid the first time to fix.
And how did you find these people to come out there? And what do they say about having to come back and not being able to fix it?
They said that leaks are hard to find. That was their answer. I got them through the HOA where I live.
Yeah.
Not knowing anybody, being brand new to Florida.
Well, I would have a couple more roofers to come out and look at the problem and give you a quote, and then I would hold the first company responsible for paying that, or try to anyway, because they were paid to fix it to begin with. And, you know, roofing companies can find leaks. I mean, that's, I wouldn't buy the answer. They're hard to find. I'd definitely get somebody else to look at it and give you a quote to analyze the problem, tell you what it is, and pay a little bit for that. And then get them to give a written report, and at least you could show that to the first roofer to tell them they found the problem. This is it. You haven't found it. I want it fixed. And maybe have an attorney. If you've done everything you can, then you have an attorney write a letter on your behalf.
What kind of an attorney? There's so many types out there.
Well, it would be a real estate attorney that also does litigation.
Okay, so I need a litigation lawyer that knows house codes, Florida house codes, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. You're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Doreen in Winter Haven.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? You listening on 90.3 FM?
Yes, I listen to it quite a long time now, and I'm so interested in it because I come up now with a problem that I had to talk to an attorney about.
All right, what can I do for you?
I was married for 11 years, and both me and my husband, we buy a house in Winter Haven, Florida. And my husband wants to throw me out of the house because he wants his daughter and his sister's name to go on the deed. And I refuse. So he threw me out for 6 weeks, and then the judge put me back in the house. He moved out of the house now because he cannot get to the opportunity to throw me out. And he turned the light off on me. He turned the water off on me. And all the bills that we're supposed to pay for the house, he doesn't pay no mortgage. I left paying mortgage. I have to pay all the bills. I have to do everything on my own. And he wants to sell the house and want to have half of the house. He had some terrible sickness that he didn't tell me of when we got married. And I had to be going, taking tests and all sorts of things. You might have an idea what that's all about. I am going through a lot for the 11 years of marriage, and I want to end the marriage into a divorce because my life is totally unhappy. Do he have to have a share of the house while he is not paying anything, he's not doing nothing for me, nothing, leave all the bills abandoned and everything?
Well, a family law attorney would look at their circumstances and petition the court for things that you ask the family law attorney to do. The outcome on you can't really cherry pick an asset in a divorce question like this pre-divorce and give you an absolute answer, because the court's going to look at all of your assets. You both have to file financial inventories. It's going to look at all of the income. It's going to look at all the circumstances and make a decision as to basically who gets what. So unfortunately, I can't answer the question exactly what's going to happen to the house at this stage in the game.
Is the reason why I bought the house is because of his sickness that he is going
through. I understand. Okay, so.
And then he wanted to throw me out of it in a condition like this.
Yeah.
Where I have to be doing tests and all of that, and you know, he just wants
yeah.
to.
Yeah, did you buy the house totally with your money?
We both buy the house together on a lease purchase agreement.
Yeah.
And he walked away from it and leave me in all the debt.
Yep. Well, the court will certainly look at all of those numbers and make into consideration. So you had a lease purchase. Did you end up purchasing it at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And y'all equally put the money into the house?
Yeah, both of us put the money into the house and buy the house together. But right now, I hold $38,000 on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And if I sold the house now, I wouldn't be getting anything, and he wouldn't be getting anything.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to keep the house and pay off for the house. I don't mind after paying for the house.
We have a family law attorney we refer cases to there in Polk County. If you want to contact me, I'll be glad to give you that person's name.
Yes, yes.
All right. Yes. So my toll-free office number now is 1-800-22-
Okay, let me
get it. Just listen to the show, because I'll give it out during the show.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Sorry for your problems.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Pat in Winter Haven.
Oh, hi. I have everything in a trust at the bank. And I just wondered, when I die, do my four children, everything is equal in the trust and everything's all right, but do they have to contact a lawyer, or can they go in and get everything themselves?
Well, I think the best advice, most of my clients that have trust and they pass away, their family, their first successor trustee will normally come into our office for like a half an hour visit.
Uh-huh.
We give them instructions on what to do. We follow their will. The deceased person's will has to be followed with the court. We prepare what's called a trust notice that's in place of probate. So then we file a trust notice with the court, follow the will, give them instructions on how to proceed as a trustee. So the meeting might cost around $250, but when they leave, they have the knowledge of how to do everything themselves. If they need further legal assistance,
it has to go through probate, does it?
No, not if you said everything is in the trust, so assets in a trust do not have to go through probate.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. When was the last time you saw an attorney, though?
When we did the trust years ago, and it was with Joe Pippin.
All right. So, all right, so since it's been years ago, I usually write my clients a letter every 3 or 4 years telling them they need to come in for another.
Well, I have, when my husband passed away, I did have it updated.
Okay, there you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, Pat. Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Right. Phone lines are open. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Let's go to Brian calling from Haines City. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, hello. I wasn't calling for any business in law. I had to call for one thing because I hear you every Saturday, and you need to get a compliment for being such the person that everybody wants to need and listen to around here. And I just want to give you the 15 attaboys because we all love you out here. And that's the best. Can tell you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You're listening to 90.3 FM?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Thank you. I really appreciate you calling.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
All right. So I've been connected for maybe new listeners in the Polk County area to Landmark Baptist Church there, who owns 90.3 FM, Gospel Radio. I've been connected with them for, I don't know, about probably 25 years. Help them create the first telethon. I go back every year to the radio station and help do the telethon, which is usually in February or March. Landmark, the college, the Bible college there, honored me with a honorary doctorate degree 5 or 6 years ago. We get the exact date, but I know took a got a kind of a bus type vehicle, and the whole family went up for the event. So I've had a long time. Long-term great relationship with the church and the radio station there in Haines City, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. It's been great. Hope to continue. But thanks, Brian, for calling. Phone lines are open. If you have a legal question, all you have to do is to dial the number, the toll-free radio station number for talking to me today, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. And we're here to help people. I mean, your question might help. The question and answer might help a lot of other people that are listening who have a similar circumstance. And believe it or not, some people listening to the radio station don't even realize they're in a problem situation until they hear us, you and I, talk about some issue that's a problem to them. And so help calling in, giving you a little peace of mind, helps other people in lots of circumstances. So you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. I'd like to offer you our free estate planning poster sheet. If you are in the middle of maybe thinking about doing some estate planning or getting started in your estate planning or already have an estate plan, this is a great little informational sheet with five different articles about estate planning on it. There's a trust basics article. What is estate planning? The difference between wills and trust, the cost of probate, and going through some other interesting and educational information about estate planning. If you'd like this, that's on one side of the sheet. On the other side of the sheet are all of our office locations, website information, radio station information, names of attorneys, addresses of all the locations, phone numbers, fax numbers for the locations. If you'd like this, it's absolutely free. We'd love to mail it to you. It's on our website, but it'd be easier for you to receive it in the poster sheet form that we can mail to you. It's a double-sided sheet, a large poster sheet. You'd burn a lot of ink, and you probably couldn't get it all on one page if you try to download it. So you can get it one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. You can email me a request with your name and address at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe at attypip.com. And you can text me your name and address at 727-667-3967. I'll give that out at least one more time during the show. Let's go to Peter in Tampa.
Yes, Joe, hi. I have a question concerning registering a used vehicle. The problem that I have is that at least in my area, to register a vehicle, it's about $500 plus the paying the tax. I have a brother that lives in Ohio, and his cost for registering a new vehicle is $40 plus tax. Is there any way that I can still have the vehicle in Florida, but register the vehicle via my brother in Ohio?
Probably not, because if you are a resident of Florida and you work in Florida, for example, I actually know police, I've heard of police going into parking lots where people work. And if you have an out-of-state license plate, but you're working at a Florida company, you get a ticket. I think if you got stopped by a policeman and they asked enough questions and determined that you are a Florida resident and you have out-of-state license plates, there's a time period you have to have. I think it's either 10 or 20 days, I think, you have to register and get new license plates and register the car.
Well, what if my brother's name was on the title?
And you just, like, borrowed the car?
Yeah.
So if I were him, I wouldn't do that, because if you had an accident, he'd get sued, because they always sue the owners of a car. So that creates other legal circumstances and issues to worry about.
Is there any way that, there could be a notice filed that indicated that I would assume all liability for the vehicle, even though it would be titled and...
Yeah, but suppose you had an accident on 95 or I-4 or 75 and you caused a multi-car accident and you went way beyond your means to pay it, then they'd still go after him. So if I were advising him, I would tell him not to do that. If you could try that, though, and I'll tell you what, I'll open up the phones for anyone else who might have some recommendations for you, because I don't think there's a really good way to do what you want to do. And avoid the cost.
It's just, I have four vehicles that I don't want to do this with, and it'd be $2,000 versus $160 just for their registration.
Now, are you buying these from a used car lot or people or what?
Private parties.
Because it's somewhat based on the sales contract for the purchase price of the car. So
how so?
Well, they figure out the transfer tax sometimes, partly based on the value of the car you're buying.
Right. Well, no. I think in Florida, it's a set fee for registering a used vehicle. Is I believe it's $500 plus for the tax that you pay for purchasing the used vehicle.
Yeah. I think the tax is based on the value of the
car. Yeah, the tax is based on the value of the car. Right. Whatever is on the bill of sale or the title is you pay a percentage of that.
Well, I don't know a good way to avoid that, so we'll open it up. Any listener has any thoughts on how to do that, we'll listen to what they have to say, and maybe we can help a few people.
Okay. Thanks,
Bill. All right, thanks. Let's go to Fred in Sun City Center.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Fred.
I'd like to know, are assets in a Roth IRA protected against lawsuits and creditors?
Yes.
All right, they are protected.
Yeah. Unless you inherited the IRA and then turned it into a Roth, then an inherited IRA doesn't have the same protection as a regular IRA.
This is a current Roth that I have, so.
Yes. It would be protected.
Right, I don't have to put that in an annuity, something else that has an umbrella protection. It's protected in itself.
Yes, sir.
Fine, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I was Fred in Sun City Center, and we do have offices, of course, in Sun. We have 20 office locations. We do have an office in Sun City Center. We have an office, one of our calls was from Tampa. We have an office there. Winter Haven and Haines City callers. We have offices right on Route 27 in Davenport. In Sarasota, our first caller, we have an office in Liquid Ranch. So we have an offices. If you're listening to the show, we probably have an office close to you. We have 20 office locations. Let's go to Joyce in Davenport.
Yes, my question is, my son lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and he'd like to listen to you also. Is there a station that he could listen to you in Allentown, Pennsylvania?
You can go on your computer, and most of the computers, most of the stations have listen now buttons. So are you listening on 90.3 FM?
Yes, I am.
Well, you could go to, I think it's gospel903.com, and you could go to their webpage, and they have a listen now button. So he could do that from Pennsylvania. If your son has an iPhone, I have my own iPhone app. It's just called Ask an Attorney. It's free. And people, about an hour after the show is over, people could listen to today's show just on an iPhone app.
How about a smartphone?
A smartphone, you can just go to the website, Gospel 903. I think it's Gospel903.com. And you can, they have a listen now button.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, so I've gotten calls from actually all over the country from people listening to the radio show. I know 570, 910, 860, well, they all have individual websites for their stations, and they all have listen now buttons. They also have a host on their websites of previous shows that people could listen to. So on your smartphone or on your computer, there's a way to connect with the show no matter where it's located. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We're more than halfway through the program. And if you have a question, we have time to take your call at 877-943-9673. Also, our producer in Tampa says, letstalkfaith.com. Is another way to connect, letstalkfaith.com. And you can go there, and they have the podcast, they have the listen now buttons, and good way to stay tuned. And if you have an iPhone and want to save the shows or have the have access to the shows, the iPhone Ask an Attorney app has a bunch of shows. It might be a couple hundred shows there on that one app, starting with the most recent one just an hour or so after the show was over. Hey, if you would like to call the show with your question again helps other people, we hope, helps you and helps others as well, gives you peace of mind, gives others an educational aspect that they might not get anywhere else today. You can call our toll-free number at the radio station, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Edward from Lakeland. Hey, Edward.
Morning, how are you?
Good. We have an office in Lakeland, too.
Oh, good. Good to know.
All right.
Actually, it's a bankruptcy question I have. Unfortunately, my wife has been ill for several years. We paid a lot for the medication. At this point, we look like we're going to have to restructure, go Chapter 13. That's what we've found advice on. But my question is, my wife is attached to a couple of accounts in her mother's name. She's an authorized user, not an owner of the account. Her mom is sick as well. And if, God forbid, something were to turn, then she would have the funds to take care of her mom. It's not funds that, you know, she's able to use for, you know, personal anything. Would that money cause a complication with the bankruptcy, the Chapter 13?
All right, your question was very, very garbled, and I'm not sure I caught the whole thing. So basically, if a person doesn't obligate themselves contractually to a medical expense for another family member, then they're not liable themselves. So I don't know, does that cover your – I really didn't hear most of your question.
I apologize. I'll try one more time. I know I'm in a bad area for reset. No, what it was is my wife is restructuring and claim Chapter 13. She's on her mother's bank account as an authorized user.
Oh, I see. Does that count against her?
Yeah.
No, not unless she's considered an owner of the account, and just having a power of attorney of being an authorized signatory is not an owner.
Okay, great. That helps. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to June in Jacksonville.
Hello. Hey. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I got a quick question. I have a property in Key West. I've been renting it out for about 17 years. And about 2 to 3 years, I'm thinking about retiring it and selling the property. Is there any way that I move down there for 2 years, claim as homestead exempt, and not able to pay capital gain tax on those?
Well, where do you live now?
I live in Jacksonville.
No, do you own your home in Jacksonville?
Correct.
And that's your homestead?
Correct.
Okay, so you want to move down to Jacksonville, declare that as your homestead, and then sell that property and then move back to your homestead here in Jacksonville?
Possible, yes. Or possible sell both in the future.
Yeah, well, if it is in fact your homestead, you can move down there, declare it your homestead. I think the rule is two of the last 5 years. I've forgotten the exact number of time, but yes, you can go down there and claim that as homestead and sell it and then move back to Jacksonville, and that's your primary resident. You meet the time requirements, you could sell that. Yes.
So I can.
What's your first name?
June, J-U-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You can. I would talk to a CPA about the number of months you have to spend down there as your primary residence to make that work for you. But yes, I think you can do it.
I appreciate it. Thanks
a lot.
All
right,
thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Sherilyn Brandon.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. I have a question. I don't even know if possibly you could answer this because I've researched it. Back in 2017, I worked for a large company, and I had 20 years employment basically with them. I have a medical condition, which is a left temporal epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. During the course of the job and my position, which was in management, my seizures had returned. I went on a leave of absence. Okay, because of...
Hello?
Looks like we lost her.
Cheryl, okay, we lost you, Cheryl, so just call back and you can continue on where you left off. Somehow or another you got disconnected there. Let's go to Steve in Jacksonville.
Good morning. I have an inheritance question.
Okay.
I have a son who married a woman who had children. In my will or whatever, how can I leave his inheritance from me that will stipulate that when he dies, it doesn't go to her children? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, yeah, I do. So basically, you'd have to not give it to him. So the way you do that, for example, is to give him a monthly amount. And then you give him just the income, or you give him the income plus a, an amount of the principal, and you give it to him over time. And if he dies before receiving his full share, then it goes to wherever else you'd like for it to go, and not, it wouldn't be his choice at that point. You can control it and make it your choice, but you can't just give it to him outright and then dictate that he do something else with it. You'd have to control it inside your own vehicle, your own trust. Give him a payout and then have the remainder of whatever is left, which could be everything if you gave him income only, to wherever you want it to go.
I see. So, but I could give him the total amount that he's going to receive, but stipulated that it's payable in monthly amounts.
Yeah, or give him income only.
Or income only. Okay.
And then the principal upon his death goes somewhere else.
Is that in the will?
Well, it'd be in the will or trust, whichever document you do.
Okay.
And by the way, Steve, we do have offices in Jacksonville, and I don't charge anything for the first meeting to have a face-to-face sit down to discuss things like this. This is
where are you located in Jacksonville?
Well, in Ponte Vedra.
Ponte Vedra, okay.
But I'll give out my for my cell number if you wanted to talk further. Even this weekend, we could probably talk. And the cell number is 727-667-3967.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And I'll give out for everyone all of our contact information and more information about the poster sheet if you'd like to grab that today, right after I talk to Nancy in Sun City Center. Hey, Nancy.
Hello. My question is, if I want to change the designated people that I have on my will, my power of attorney, and my health care surrogate, do I have to have the whole document redone, or can they just redo that page? I don't want to spend a whole lot of money, you know.
Do you have a will or a trust?
I have a will.
Well, and by the way, we do have offices in Sun City Center, which you might know already, but on a will, you could do a codicil to the will, which is a change to the will, or you could do a new will. The price is actually the same for either, which is $125.
Okay.
Power of attorney, healthcare, sorry, we combine those into one document. So you don't have to do two documents. We combine that into one document. If it's the same person, that's $125.
Okay, great. Do you have a number for your Sun City Center office?
All our phones ring into the same place, but the Sun City Center number is 813-633-0736.
136.
And
okay.
We're in the Payant Wealth Building, which is right
Got
next
it.
To the Chamber of Commerce, which is right next to the post office.
Okay. But I'm familiar with it very much.
Yeah, very good. We're inside the Encore Bank side of that building.
Are you there every day or just certain days?
No, I'm there. I'll be there this Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, great.
All
Thanks
right.
very much.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Pete in Orlando.
Yes, Joe, it's Pete here again. I have a question concerning an attorney representation in front of me to the IRS. I had a situation with an attorney that I needed to be able to go in front of the IRS. The attorney asked for a retainer of $3,500. And then basically he said, you know, I suggest that you sell your house and sell everything you have and then just offer it to the IRS. And then he basically became a ghost and would not return phone calls, would not return emails. I went to his office. He was usually out. Never was able to get a hold of him. I was able to get another attorney who was able to offer me significantly more options. My question I have is, is there any way that I can go to the first attorney and ask for that retainer to be returned, or a portion of the retainer to be returned?
Would your second attorney be willing to write a letter to the first attorney demanding the money back and maybe outlining what services were rendered that weren't recommended?
I think so. Well, there, I'd have to ask him, but I think so.
Yeah, since you're currently represented by an attorney, it's awkward for me and with ethical concerns on my part to give you advice. But since you already have an attorney that's helped you and is very, very familiar with your circumstance and maybe even a little bit about the first attorney, maybe that attorney can help you get your money back from the first attorney. It kind of based on the fee agreement you signed and what was actually done and all those things. But your attorney that's representing you now would be in the best position to help you, really.
Okay, all right. Okay, very good. Is there obviously asking you to look into a crystal ball, but if you were my attorney, what would be the potential of getting some of the retainer returns?
I don't know. Just a little bit you've told me in the short window of time we've talked, I would say if you be a bulldog or have your attorney be a bulldog, I would think there should be something there. I would think if he didn't really do anything except sell everything and pay the IRS, that's not, to me, that sounds like that your present attorney who's really helped you showed you there was a different answer with a different solution and a good solution for you. So.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you. All right. If you're listening to Ask an Attorney all about Florida law, we have 8 minutes left in the show or so. And open lines right now. If you want to call in, you have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Just thought of one other answer to Pete. The Florida Bar has a free mediation type of program that a lot of times I've seen this work very well in some cases where the Florida Bar will have a mediation program to resolve a fee dispute. And Pete, you might ask your attorney to tell you more information about that when you're talking to him or her, whichever the case might be. All right, you have a toll-free number. We have about 7 minutes left in the show. We do have open lines right now, so if you want to call in and be our last caller, it's 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. If you'd like our free estate planning poster sheet, it's a large poster-sized sheet about estate planning. And it has five different articles on the front page, articles about what is estate planning, your options in estate planning. It has a difference between a will and trust article, has little charts explaining how trust works and so forth, and it has a cost of probate article. On the other side of the sheet, it has website information, has a service and fees button on the website. Has all of our attorneys, all of our office locations around Florida with phone numbers and fax numbers and street addresses and so forth, and has show information about the radio shows. If you'd like this, I'd love to send it to you. You can get it by calling our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. 3529. You can email me at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe at attypip.com. You can text me your name and address at 727-667-3967. All right, let's go to John in Bradenton.
Hi, Joe. I was listening to your previous caller there about a Roth account, and that's protected from a liability lawsuit.
Yeah, Florida Statute 222.
Okay. How about assets that are not in a Roth but are titled in the trust? Are they protected from liability lawsuit?
It depends on the asset, but generally, no. I mean, there are some assets protected by Florida Statute 222, like IRAs, include homesteads, insurance, annuity products.
Okay.
So a regular cash account, a CD, a money market, a stock, or a bond is just a regular account not associated with a retirement account. It's not protected from lawsuit, but it is protected from probate and guardianship.
Okay.
The reason it's not protected is because you and the trust are the same entity with the same same tax number. And if you're free to spend and do whatever you want to with your cash inside of a trust, then it's not protected from creditors.
Okay.
So it has to fall into the exempt statute 222 to be exempt from creditors. But regular cash and money market and CD and accounts like that are not.
Okay.
Now, if you ask me a slightly different question, if you ask me, can you create a trust that would give you asset protection, I would say yes, but that's an irrevocable trust, which is one you don't control. And there are very few clients do those, actually, because they don't want to lose control of their assets.
Okay. But, what would you suggest as protection or how to protect assets from liability lawsuits?
Well, you can certainly put a large percentage of those in assets under Florida Statute 222 that offer the asset protection.
Okay.
You can, some people do an irrevocable trust for part of their assets, although it's not extremely common. Some people do that. Okay. Some people have, you know, a large percentage in homes, insurance, annuities, retirement accounts, and those are protected. So it's kind of a mix of things. It'd be kind of hard to answer that particularly for you without knowing more about you, and we do offer free consults for anybody who wants to come in to talk about that.
Okay, good enough. All right, I sure appreciate your show. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Let's go to Oscar in Poinciana.
Hi, yes, good morning. Listen, I just moved here in Florida. I'm 57 years old. I come from Philadelphia.
Do you live in Solavita by any chance?
Huh?
Do you live in Solavita, by any chance?
No, okay. By Poinciana area.
I do seminars in Solavita three or four times a year. That's what I was asking.
I just moved here recently, so I'm learning the area. Oh, this is my thing. I don't know if you guys, I got a case in Philadelphia. I got into a car accident, right, and years back. My back was hurt, so I was applying for a lawyer, you know, so I could get a Social Security or disability.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a year, but I'm planning to move here to to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So would I lose my case if I move here? Can I retake
the case over here? Well, you wouldn't transfer it here, but the case, you don't lose it because you moved to Florida.
Okay, because I was talking to friends. You already been fighting for a year already, and if you come to Florida, you're gonna have to put a lawyer. You're gonna waste all that time.
Case would still stay in your home state of Pennsylvania, and it'll be the fight would continue there.
Oh, okay. Then if I have to go to court or something, they would just send me that I have to go over there, right?
You could have to appear in court in Pennsylvania. Yes.
Okay, but I won't lose it even if I move here to Florida.
No, you don't lose it just because you moved to Florida.
Oh, beautiful. Thank God.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Alan in Sarasota. Alan, are you there?
Hi. Alan, alumnus with the University of Baltimore.
I am. Hey, Alan, can you call me, though? Hey, Alan, can you call me on my cell on the way? Give me about 10 minutes. My show's over now, so I can't really continue the call. The music's coming up.
Yeah, sir, will, okay.
727-667-3967. We'll talk to you then. Hey, thanks for listening. Y'all have a great weekend. Be back next week the same time.